One of the reasons that I gave God rather a wide berth for rather a long time is that there were things that I was doing that I knew were wrong, and I didn't want to give them up. It's strange behavior when you think about it, because those things that we know are wrong inevitably end up hurting us. Me? Well, I didn't want to give up my pride, my anger, my aspirations for wealth and success. I clung to them for dear life until one day I realized they were killing me. Literally, I almost took my own life. I've been walking with Jesus for a good many years now, and a while back I stumbled across a single Bible verse that made me realize just how stupid I'd been. Romans chapter 6, verse 21. You did evil things, and now you're ashamed of what you did. Did those things help you? No, they only brought death. It's a great question. In fact, it's the right question. What benefit did I get from those things that I knew were wrong? Well, at the same time, I deluded myself into thinking that I was living a great life, when all along, actually, I was dying inside. I had no peace, no joy, no hope for the future. My sin was ruining my life and the lives of the people around me, and robbing me of any chance I might have had at having some good relationships. So what's the alternative to that life? Well, Paul goes on to put it this way, Romans chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. But now you are free from sin. You've become slaves of God, and the result is that you live only for God. This will bring you eternal life. When people sin, they earn what sin pays, death. But God gives his people a free gift, eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The alternative is living your life for God, turning away from the things we know are wrong, turning away from the things that are robbing us of life itself, and living in the certain hope of the eternity we have with him. The alternative is throwing out that rubbish, the sin, and discovering the peace, the joy, and the power that God has ready and waiting for us. Makes you wonder, how come I left it so long? That's God's word. Fresh for you today.